Today is Monday, August 17th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I'm recording way late because my plans really did go awry. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to record on Sunday night, and I said, anyone who wants to wish me happy birthday, please get your voicemails in before Sunday evening, because that's when I'm going to record the episode, because I wasn't going to do anything today because today's my birthday, and I was just going to lay around and be fat and happy and, you know, whatever. And so I didn't record on Sunday because we were over at my parents' house having dinner, and we stayed way too late, and I could not record last night. And then today, anyway, so let's listen to some voicemails. I was going to say today I didn't do anything, but I did mow the yard. So there you go. On my birthday. And of course, this thing is going to ask me for a PIN number. I don't know. Why does Windows Media Player ask you for a freaking PIN number?
Oh, I'm just laughing because, Hi,
Kathy Bacon.
Happy Cake Corner Day to you. Just kidding. I'm terrible. Okay, so anyway, Happy Cake Corner Day. I'm laughing because I dialed, I think, unless you got a new phone number, I dialed your personal cell phone number.
You did.
I had it when we met that one time in Rapid, and you spent 48 seconds with us at Mount Rushmore. But anyway, so I'm just listening to you. Okay, so oh God, this did not work out very well. Maybe I should hang up and tell you not to play this on the show. I was going to say, hey, Adam, just wanted to call and tell you happy Cake Corner Day because you wanted birthday calls. And I was going to get you a set of balls for your birthday, but you said that you had some, so I
How dare
I'll have
you.
To think of something else to get you. But anyway, I just flubbed it all up. So typical fashion of bacon. All right. Hope you have a great day. And it's kind of like this with regards to social distancing or not. Hey, what kind of risk are you willing to take? And if you're not willing to take a risk, people can't begrudge you for it. So
it's true.
Woodhaven.
Thanks for the call, Kathy. I really appreciate it. We've been binging Hannah on Amazon Prime today. I did do a little bit of mowing because once again, my battery ran out on my lawnmower yesterday and I didn't have time to wait for it to charge. So I did have to finish up, but it was only about a half an hour or so. And Mark bought me flowers and we had Whataburger for lunch and we had a nice bonefish grill meal for dinner. And I recorded Survivors Ready, so it's been a good day. It's been a good day. All right, thank you for your call. Let's listen to the next one here.
Hey, Adam. It is
hey.
Laughing Buddha, and I'm calling you before Sunday to, first of
I
all,
appreciate
wish you
that.
A very happy birthday. So, happy birthday. You're another year older. You've made it around the sun yet another year. Congratulations.
I am. Thank you.
I think the word that you were looking for is assertiveness training.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm going to agree with Dan here. You need to grow some balls. And yes, I get it that you are not a big fan of confrontation. I wasn't either. And then I actually have had some training on having those difficult conversations. And yes, they are difficult. They are not comfortable. But I can tell you that your life will improve once you are able to articulate your feelings on a given situation and draw some boundaries if you have to. I do this all the time. Both professionally and personally. So I really, really encourage you to do that. And actually, that would be a great birthday present to yourself. Go get some assertiveness training. Happy birthday. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, thank you for the call. I do really appreciate it. And yeah, I know I need to. And I mean, I have balls. I don't like the terminology grow a pair of balls because I have perfectly functioning balls. I really hate that. I think it's very, I don't know. I can't think of the word for it, but I just I don't like it. But I do appreciate your call for my birthday. And I do agree that I need to be more assertive. I've been feeling here lately like if I literally just moved to like a remote island all by myself, then I would never have to have confrontation with anyone ever again. And my life would be so much more peaceful. But I'm not going to do that. So maybe I do need to get some training. All right. Thanks for the call. Let's listen to another one, shall we?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Adam. Happy birthday to you. Hey, Adam, this is Big Fatty calling to try to imitate Gary Bearden to wish you a happy birthday. Do you remember when he gave you that watermelon cake last year for your birthday? Well, hope you have a good day. And this is your daddy.
You guys are really trying to confuse me. You know what? Thank you for the call, Big Fatty. I really appreciate it. I believe that's Gary, but anyway, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. That's so sweet of you. All right. Here's another one, you guys. I really appreciate all of these.
I've just come to a conclusion. I should just eat ice cream toppings and skip the ice cream. Think of all the calories I could save myself if I just ate the toppings, skipped the ice cream.
That's Kathy Bacon. Thank you for the call, Kathy. And I don't like ice cream toppings. So I would not be on board with that. I like the ice cream. But yeah, there you go. I hate sprinkles. I don't maybe whipped cream. But other than that, I don't really like any. And I don't like the ones that have mix-ins. I don't like brownie batter or any. I don't want anything mixed in. There is one thing that I'm okay with, and that's dulce de leche that has the caramel mixed in. And I'm okay with a nut every now and again. All right. Thank you for your call. Here's our next one.
Hi, Adam. It's Chuck. Just calling to wish you a very happy birthday.
Hey, Chuck. Thank you. I appreciate the birthday wishes, and I had a very good birthday. And yeah, I'm really... I'm really satisfied, and I have one other thing to tell you guys about the birthday, but I have one other call that I'm looking for that came in from Daniel from Mix Minus Podcast, and he didn't call the line. He actually sent me a recording, so I had to look for it. Here we go.
Hello, Adam.
Hi, Daniel.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I had a thought about your mom asking you to go to Branson or wherever the hell that she wanted you to go.
Yeah.
And but I don't want to ruin your birthday by offering forth my opinion there. So I'll just leave it at happy birthday. I hope you have a great day. And I'll send you a separate voicemail about your mother thing later in the week. You know, we'll just deal with that later. Have some cake.
You know, speaking of, thank you, Daniel. I appreciate the call. Speaking of saving things for my non-birthday, if we're going to use the terminology that I don't really like, Mark has bigger balls than I do when it comes to confrontation and, what were we talking about? Assertiveness. And so today, he's been dealing now with our builder and the air conditioning person because they did a horrible job fixing it, and it's not fixed. It's still rusty, all rusty, and there's still water pooling everywhere. And everyone's telling me you've got to get that thing replaced, or at the very least, all the rusted parts replaced. And I'm like, I don't want to deal with it. And Mark said, do you want me to do it for you? And I said, yes, please do it for me. Maddie used to do all that stuff for me in my previous relationship. And so he was doing it for me, but the AC guy was supposed to come over today. So I'm like, Boyfi, today is my birthday. I don't really want to, could we not have the air conditioning people come over today? And I just want to lay on the couch and watch Hannah on Amazon Prime and, you know, record a couple of podcasts as you do. And, you know, that's all. That's all I want to do. Can we please not do that today? And he was so sweet. Even though he took today off and he was going to be the one dealing with them, he said, I'll move it. I'll have them come. Gosh, I had to burp. Sorry, everyone. He's like, I'll have them come tomorrow. And that was so sweet of him because he's not off work tomorrow. So he had to block some time on his schedule to deal with the AC guy and have them come tomorrow. So I thought that was so sweet. And then he had flowers delivered, and it was a really good day. I mean, we had a really good day, and it was very relaxing, and I don't get that very often, so I'm glad that I had, you know, a relaxing day. And over the weekend, Saturday was a pretty typical Saturday. We just, I don't even remember exactly what we did, but we did our typical Saturday stuff that we do, and then worked out and, you know, all that kind of good stuff. I mowed the yard. We did our grocery shopping as well. And then don't grocery shop on a Saturday afternoon, by the way. I cannot find a good day to grocery shop, actually. It's always busy no matter what time we go. I really want to do the thing where you order it online and then you have them either deliver it or come out and put it in your car. But I don't get my discount if I do that. And so we always go in and it's a pain in the butt. So anyway, we did that. And then I had Mixed Minus with Daniel Saturday evening. So that was fun. And then on Sunday, we watched Mass together. We worked out and we did some other stuff. And then we had dinner with my parents last night we had dinner with my parents, and it was good. My stepdad grilled steak on the Barbie, and it tasted really good. We have corn on the cob and some potato salad and some rolls, and anyway, it was good. Oh, asparagus that my mom made me help her cook, because I do a thing where it's really simple. You just trim them and you roll them around in olive oil and balsamic vinegar, and then you just put a little salt and pepper, and you put them under the broiler for like 12 minutes, and you really want the tips to get kind of black because you want them to be crispy and have a little bit of a caramelized nuttiness to them. Man, I've talked a lot about nuts and balls this episode. Anyway, so all of that was really good, and tomorrow, I have a haircut tomorrow, so I have another day off of work tomorrow, and I'm just going to be driving, and I'm probably going to be recording an episode from the car because I didn't pre-record Tuesday's episode, so I don't know what I'm going to do about that, but I'm going to have to figure out like how I'm going to get an episode recorded and make sure that gets posted for everyone. I could do it in the morning, but nothing new is going to happen before bed tonight. So I don't know what I would even say on tomorrow's episode. Anyway, thank you guys for all the birthday wishes. There were lots on Twitter. I'll try to read those on the next episode or on a future episode. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at
pride48.com.